Michael for the second.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, there are definitely cuts in administrative expenses and development expenses that have to be made. Money was spent that's not in the budget on, you know, sort of advertising and promotion, and so that's ending, but it, you know, that increased the overflow of expenses above budget. You know, situation has to be dealt with, and I think this last emergency fund drive, you know, there's a much greater emphasis on, you know, the pledging without premiums and with not a successful response. So maybe that convinces people that, you know, it can be handled differently. I think that those cuts need to be made, and that needs to be shown to, you know, the reason for getting the all financial figures finally in order is that the union wants to see them before they, you know, want to talk about the cuts. And so, you know, I think that's all got to happen. And then, you know, the income and expenditures need to be brought into some closer balance, systematically. So, I'm not sure, in terms of a date for an executive session, I'm not sure. I think that we also need to see those figures, more clearly than we have. And
here's my concern, guys. Pacific has already been sued over a bill that KPFK didn't pay, which meant it had to pay attorneys to deal with that and settle it and pay it out of national office coffers. So the delay is already in reaching any kind of resolution on KPFK is already impacting the rest of the network. And I'm certainly like not saying that the solution is to wipe out half of KPFK's staff. It certainly looks like your premium expenses could be controlled to the cost of several hundred thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you would probably have a better idea about other savings. But I would be much more comfortable if at this point, which is 2 months after we asked KPFA to have a plan for cutting expenses, we had some numbers on a piece of paper suggesting what some of those expenses might be. And I guess I don't totally understand what the nature of the discussions with the union is, because I've read that contract, and the contract specifies how much severance people are due if they're laid off, but nothing specifies, who gets laid off in what order. It leaves that up entirely to management. It doesn't give the union any kind of blocking power. It just creates payouts. And it doesn't say anything about hour cuts. Tony?
Yeah. My concern is probably a little more broader. What I don't understand is we're seeing that a lot of these units are coming in with recurring deficits. I don't understand why the management, even if it's an interim general manager and general managers and the business managers, are not coming up with what their recommendations are for reducing these deficits. It would seem to me that the general managers and even interim general managers of each station should come up as part of their responsibility, as part of their job. I'm running this deficit. Here's my recommendation of how I would reduce this deficit over the next 6 months or a year. It seems to me like these general managers should be coming up with recommendations on it, and the business managers, because they're there. They're on the ground in each station, in each of their units. And that's what I'm a little confused why I would think if I was a general manager of a station, I see my station running a deficit, I would say, well, here's my proposal for how I would reduce the deficit. I mean, are we requiring that, or is that done with the general manager? I guess I don't know if that's the Raul or, and also in consultation with the CFO. as well as the executive director and the interim executive director, to say, here's our proposal for reducing these deficits.
This is Raul.
Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah.
We are in consultation with the GM, and essentially, because of the performance, as you could see, the 2014 financials, the salary and related costs is about an all-time high of 67% of their total revenue. Essentially, I think they have 1.9 million of salary and related costs versus 2.8 million revenue. So everything that they do are being paid out to the employees. So that's probably because of that, that's where we're looking at. There's a very generous benefit package. There's a very generous salary increases part of the contractual obligation. So there is that what they call fat in that we need to basically reduce in the salary and related costs. The examination, we were going through this examination of all this revenue, all these expenses in the salary and related costs are really very expensive. And again, that 2014, like I said, already showing about 68% of the revenue is paid out to salary and related costs. Not, and now there are some issues that we thought, or the union thought, that the employees, some of the union employees might have been underpaid because some of the increases were not effectuated during the last year or two. So we're looking into that. We're also looking at some of the expenses for 2014 and 2013. If you could see the other operating expenses are pretty much fixed and pretty much on target. However, you know, basically, the premiums are quite high, and they're historically high. They're doing a 10-to-1 right now, if you look at it, but they're budgeted only at like 6-to-1. So it's there is that little premium. I think the premium is about $400,000 versus $1.9 million in salary and related costs. There you go. Those are the two items in a KPFA that needs to be reviewed and needs to be evaluated, because that's your $2.5 million of expenses versus $2.8 million for 2014. So that's where kind of we're focusing. I mean, there's some contractual obligations that were done in 2014, like the telephone and call centers that were implemented, and some new expenses that were invested in. And that's kind of like a one-time, I would say, mistake, but it's in 2014. I think we could stabilize that. So that's what we're working on with the GM on the at KPFK. We're looking at benefits, we're looking at salaries, we're looking at union obligation, and we're looking at premiums.
But just Tony, with a quick follow-up. I'm not going after anybody in particular.
Oh, no,
I'm just saying it seems to me like each unit director would be required to come up with a plan to say, here is my plan to reduce the deficit in my station. This is a practical recommendation that each, whether it's an interim general manager or general manager or whoever it is, could say, we're in a deficit, here is my proposed solution to reduce this deficit over the next 6 months. It seems like every unit head ought to be required to say, what's your practical plan for reducing the deficit?
Right, it's called being a manager.
Consultation. I'm sorry?
I said it's called being a manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems to me like they should be required to come up with a plan, a practical plan, as the manager. If I was a general manager, and I know I'm running deficits every year, I should be submitting something saying, here is, the people may not like my plan, they may not adopt it, they may criticize me, but I, as a manager, saying, here's my recommendation for reducing my deficit over the next 6 months to 8 months. you know, and I would be in consultation with the CFO, executive director, or the interim executive director, and I would come up with a plan as the director of the archives or the director of the affiliates or even a general manager or the national office and say, here is my proposal for reducing this deficit. And as long as it's practical, now whether or not it's up to the boards and people to institute it, but at least you have a plan to do it or recommendation, a practical recommendation. I think each unit director ought to do that, be required to do that. My
well, I mean, I think that, you know, the interim general manager has been talking with the CFO and with Margie and trying to have a discussion with the union and has some, you know, proposals. The particular case here that made it even more difficult, which everybody's aware of, was that we were operating in a tremendous data hole, not even knowing, you know, what bills had been paid or hadn't been paid and what the consequences that, you know, Brian mentioned. So they're still, you know, they've finally gotten past the point of kind of triaging that and, you know, getting a much clearer picture of the situation. But, you know, he's made some proposals to the union, which I'm not, you know, I don't feel at liberty, in fact, to say at this point, but the idea is that there have to be cuts in the size of the total payroll package, you know, and how to accomplish that is, you know, very shortly, I think, going to be discussed and concluded.
All right. Before we move off KPFK, so there was just an emergency fund drive that wrapped up. Does that change the schedule of the budgeted spring fund drive?
I don't believe so. I think it was just an immediate interim necessity to, you know, unless we were not going to meet the payroll this month, which would have caused even bigger problems and penalties and so on. There had to be more cash coming in the door.
So are you two weeks and back to fund draft?
I can't remember the exact date, but in May. I thought it was in May, no?
May.
Yeah, so maybe three weeks and something, let's say the 14th.
Okay. Anybody else on KPFK before I move on? Well, actually, at time on our station discussion, but we haven't gotten to WBAI yet. Does anyone want to propose extending this item? Anybody?
I'd like to hear about BAI, having been on it for a while.
All right. Does anybody object to extending for 10 minutes to discuss BAI? Hearing no objection, that's what we'll do. I don't know how much we have to report, but maybe you can start up, Paul. And WBAI, for reference, is posting so far a smaller deficit than KPFK. Congratulations. Your rank is improving.
All right, let me get this opened. Okay, well, I'm opening up a thing here, and... Okay. I have asked the general manager of WBAI, I told him what was happening here, and you've all seen the email, which I have posted, I have forwarded what he sent back to me, to the NFC mailing list, and this is from the general manager. Quote, "Dear NFC members, I apologize for not being able to provide you with any information this evening. I received the consolidated P&L report that R. Paul Martin and Raul sent today, but even without being out of the office at a meeting right now, other work commitments today would have prevented me from properly reviewing the data and responding to it, such as planning the coming drive. While Paul and I did discuss the scheduling of our local finance meeting over the past couple of weeks, but because I cannot access all email on my phone, I cannot see what he sent from the NFC, your deadline, or the links he mentioned. I would not be surprised if there were Yahoo links, since I cannot access the LSB and Finance Committee Yahoo listserv, and I usually send him things to post. So again, please accept my apologies and allow me a few days to get back in touch with you. Thank you, Bertold Reimer's general manager. All right. So, my first question is, I asked him a week or more ago about, you know, what can you tell us for the, I told him exactly what the agenda item was going to be for tonight on BAI, and I sent a link to a, thing that the CFO had sent us, the consolidated for the first 5 months of FY15, and he wrote back today saying, oh, where is it? And so I just sent him the spreadsheet in as an attachment at that point, and I guess he hasn't had a chance to look at that. But my question is the WBAI general manager not in touch with the CFO? Because if the CFO sent the NFC this back in March, shouldn't the WBAI general manager have seen this already?
So
that's the year-to-date profit and losses. Did they go out to the manager as well?
I was trying to look for it when he asked me early this morning. So I sent it out at 7 o'clock our time because I kind of doubted myself for not sending this because I had this, and I told him I was going to send him, but I couldn't find the information where I sent it. But instead of doing that, I sent him a new one early this morning, and that's why, and I thought he was going to go look at it and prepare for it. I didn't realize he was going to send out a, maybe he didn't have enough time because he was, apparently he answered me back, apparently he was out on an appointment, so that's what I gathered.
Okay, so well, that's information. I can tell folks that at the last LSB meeting, which was on April 8th, the general manager wasn't there, but he did send an email to the chair, and the vice chair was able to read it out, and I have my notes because I never got the email. And basically, WBAI, as of last Wednesday, had $29,500 in the bank for payroll. The station needed to send $4,200 to PRA and needed to get $9,000 for health benefits by the 15th. The general manager says he expects to get to May 1st, 2015. 1,700 premiums have been sent out, and he's updating the lease on the studio build-out, and he says 95% of the move out of CCNY is done, and he has paid the Empire State Building for April of this month. And part of the issue there is the at 388 Atlantic Avenue, the place where the offices have been for a while, a year and a half now or something, at 388, they want to build out the studio, and the apparently the PNB has never approved the lease, and so the landlord there has taken the lease back, the lease proposal back, and is amending it. And so right now the general manager is waiting on her to get the lease, the new lease that she'll put out, new lease proposal she'll give us, and that's what he's waiting for. In terms of the important stuff of how is he planning to write these deficits and get through things, I simply don't know. This has been a topic of conversation for quite some time at BAI, and there are differences. The general manager, you could in the overall say, the general manager tends to be very optimistic, and I tend to be sort of pessimistic. I was very impressed last year when we had a very large, almost $500,000 deficit just before the days, or 2 weeks before the end of FY14. And, I can understand how, if we consider that the Empire State Building will not affect the cash flow the way it had been thought it would do, we would still have a six-figure deficit from FY14 to deal with. And again, cash flow has been the real problem of BAI, and we don't get much information on that. Again, as the CFO has pointed out, the revenue tends to all get lumped into listener support, and this doesn't tell us information we could use to see what's working here, what's working there. Are we getting any major donors? What's development doing? Our revenue is all lumped, and that doesn't work too well. We are not getting a lot of really good information. We're getting spotty information. We get some information from management, but that's it. As for a plan, you've got the letter of apology, and he says he'll get back to us. And that's all I can give you for a plan from the WBAI general manager. That's it.
Okay. So I know there are some aspects of WBAI's situation regarding its leases that are better left for executive session. But I'll note that the WBAI is actually slightly under on its expenses, but it's way under on its income. So it's showing a $313,000 negative variance on income and a $260,000 variance on its bottom line over 5 months. Raul, do you know anything about, whether anything has changed or is planned to change at WBAI?
For 2015, they obviously have cut a couple of positions that they didn't hire. The program director went back to his full-time job, but I think he's just on a limited consultant right now. So that kind of saved some money, a little bit of money, but they're focusing mostly on the fulfillment of current premiums. There's not a lot of expenses other than the fixed cost expenses being allocated to the, that's being incurred for 2015, just the regular fixed costs. Like you said, the expenses for 2015 is a little bit under. Same with 2014. So they're moving towards that limited expenses. I think there's we are watching basically from the national office, working with the GM to allocate and prioritize some of the bills. There are no significant additional major investments or expenses being done right now, other than just your fixed rental, fixed expenses. And obviously the premiums are very limited, as much as they can afford each month. The premiums for 2014, obviously, where there's a lot of catch-up premiums that they bought in 2014. So beginning 2015, that should probably kind of even out in 2015. And they're refraining from using high-end premiums or thank-you gifts for their fund drive. They're also saving some money on some of the the employees, they don't have, they're very, very limited staff, unlike the other bigger registration, when they have a full membership and development department. BAI is working on a one-person department, and most of the volunteers are helping out to send out these premiums. So I don't see any major expense. The from the accounting perspective of tracking income, we are still incurring the contractual obligation of about $50,000 a month at the Empire State. We're still recognizing that.
Remember, you're on a public call.
Yes. So we that's still a big accounting expense that we have to recognize on a month-to-month basis. We are working with them and see how we could kind of reduce some of that expenses. On the cash flow-wise, obviously, we've had some arrangement with that. Right now, with the BAI, all expenditures, they will have to, the GM had to confer with the executive director and myself before investing in any of the major expenses. So we're complying with that, side of the motion that was passed by the PNB and the NFC about, checking with the national office on some expenses over $1,000. Again, we're watching it. This is just not enough, you know, revenue to sustain the budgeted expenses that we're looking at. So what we could do is maybe look at the expenses again and see where we can actually control the expenses, the flow, or kind of do more income initiatives, fundraising. So there's no major expenses or expenditures other than the, again, the usual rental fixed monthly expense.
Our Paul for a fast, a little fast extra information.
Make it extra fast because we are at time on our extension.
Yeah.
Go ahead, our Paul.
I'll point out that WBAI was supposed to be, WBAI, for those who don't know, is operating in two pieces. We have our offices at 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, and we have the broadcast studio at CCNY in Harlem in Upper Manhattan. And at the March LSB meeting, the general manager said publicly that, yes, WBAI is supposed to be out of CCNY by March 31st. And so at this point in time, I asked the general manager for an update on this. I never got one. So at this time, it looks like WBAI is squatting up there. And there are, I'm not totally certain who thinks what about the arrangements to make a studio at 388. One of the things the general manager has said is we're going to move to 388 soon. With the broadcast, but then they're going to have to renovate 388 after they build it out. They're going to have to re-renovate everything, and BAI is probably going to have to find another studio to broadcast from, external to 388. So we have some non-transmitter location issues in the immediate future. That's it.
Okay. Anybody else on BAI? We are then on to new business. And, you know, what I didn't ask to agendize for this meeting, which I probably should have, the only other part of the network that's posting a significant loss is the Pacifica Radio Archive. But they don't have anyone in particular representing them on these phone calls. But I was a little concerned. One of my colleagues on the national board brought a motion to delay their deadline for cutting their expenses, which was 2 months ago, for coming up with a plan to cut their expenses, which I assume means they haven't done it yet. And their budget says they're supposed to have a nationwide fund drive tomorrow, which I presume isn't happening because I haven't heard anything about it. But after 5 months, they were behind budget by $73,000. Raul, do you know anything about what's going on at PRA?
Well, we're still working with, like you said, the plan was kind of, the director has requested an extension to come up with a proposal, and he's still working on that. I was just talking to him right before the call. They're still working on that. But he has not actually presented anything at this point. I'm not sure if he has presented something to Margie, but the National Office Management, Margie and myself, are leaning towards the actual. I mean, we're going to kind of propose some cuts if we do not get that the proposal. Or strategies to kind of stop the bleeding at PRA. Obviously, they're like behind with their revenue, and they're just on target about with their expenses. So there's got to be some areas in their expenses that needs to be looked at, and that's what we're doing.
And do they have any plans for the spring fund drive that's in their budget?
They haven't. No, I think there's one day that they're working with, but nothing has been set up yet.
Hold on a second, Raul.
Yeah. Can everybody who's not Raul and Adriana please mute your phones? We're hearing a conversation in the background.
Yeah.
Everybody, please mute.
I was trying to ask you exactly that because
okay.
Hear a bunch of things, but I have a question for Raul.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. Part of the motion that has been presented is, or the excuses are that some stations own PRI a bunch of money. That is the reason why they are behind. Because this is kind of a big culture here, saying that the problem is that they don't receive the money that they are entitled to. Please, Raul, can you explain that to all of us clearly?
Okay. Well, most of the stations are now current with BAA. That means what the stations are would probably just the current month of April. But that PRA pretty much... That is, I think most of the station, including BAI, had made it current in the last month. So the underlying problem that they're having right now is that they can only expect about $17,000. If all the stations do or comply with their monthly payment of $17,000, that will probably not be enough for just the payroll, which is the biggest component of their budget for the year. So if they are budgeting $400,000, which is about, again, 70% of their supposed revenue goes to the salary expenses. And so... the $17,000 that they will get monthly will not pay for at least $32,000 a month that they pay on payroll. So there's a discrepancy there that needs to be addressed because we're not counting all the other expenses like telephone and other bank charges and minor expenses. The big item is the payroll line. So, as far as I know, they're now working with KP. They're kind of saying that the KPFA owes money from 2014. So we're going to address that. We're going to reconcile that. It looks like they were underpaid last year. So they're working on that. But then again, that will not really. Even KPFK pays the $30,000 that they thought they that KPFA owes them. I don't think it's going to last that long to sustain the operation through the end of the year. So there is an underlying problem that we need to address.
Anyone else on PRA?
Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I remember in the consolidated profit loss, you know, income statement that goes through February, it doesn't show, like, central services, or I don't know what it would be called, you know, from other stations as revenue. It has listener support. Does listener support include those central services payments?
No,
or
no.
Where would that show
up? If you look at the bottom of the statement of activities for PRA, you will see the central services below
okay.
the line.
Okay, so it's not under their income. Okay, so is that
it's
down
negative
because,
expenses?
Yeah, I see it. Okay, so is that down because the revenue is down for all the listener support's down for all the other stations?
No. All the central services, because central services are basically an expense side, which is at the bottom of the on the section of the expenses
right.
for the radio station side, and we consolidate them. So, in a consolidated basis, you'll see a zero. It's an expense and an income to PRA, an expense to the radio stations and an income to PRA. That's why we put it below the line.
Well, I see that. Well, I guess my point was though is that well, I remember on the archives meeting last month, you're right. I believe that it was stated that both KPFA and K had not paid central services for a while. I don't know how much. So, but I'm wondering if it's an additional problem because the central services for all the stations are down and PRA just gets a fixed percentage of that, or.
No,
Bill, this year central services are a fixed expense.
Oh, that's
for
right.
all the
okay.
stations. It's the same amount per month.
Okay.
If you look at the budget and the actual, they're exactly the same on this.
Okay, that's right. I see. Okay,
this is showing the KPFK $73,000 short of budget on the bottom line, assuming every station were completely paid up.
Okay. Well, do you know why listener support's so far down then for them, or is it? That was going to be their
because
own separate
fund drive. Because their fund drive in the fall fell 50% short of its goal.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that bad.
When they were on all five stations fundraising.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we're burning out our listeners with fund drives. So. Okay, I just wanted a little clarification. Yeah. Thank you.
Anybody else with questions on PRA? Any other new business before we wrap up? Okay. Anybody want to flag agenda items they'd like to see on our next meeting's agenda? Okay. We'll see what else pops up between now and then. If there's nothing else, we are adjourned.
Where's,
thank you for your time.
Where's the next meeting?
Let me look it up.
I think it was the second Friday, second Thursday, Tuesday.
Is it
28th?
It'll be the 28th of April, Tuesday the 28th.
All right. Okay. We should have the March financial statement, so we could put that in the agenda.
Okay, I'll agendize that.
Yeah, and if you could send the
all
reports
right,
earlier, that would be nice, so we'd have time to review them
sure.
before the meeting. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to you in 2 weeks.